we flipped the traditional model on its head, where we're going after cash flow first. We're going to be producing before we explore. Is the immediate payback on the initial investment, because our CapEx is so small, it's a great business case. And everything we find after that is bonus. But we are fully permitted to process these tails, clean up this environmental liability with very little spend, make money for our shareholders, and then take that money, be able to invest in exploration, because this VMS deposit, well, as I mentioned, the surface has just been scratched.
Gordon Robb, ES Gold, good morning to you. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. It's good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. And to all my viewers and listeners, I am not a investor as of yet, as of the dropping of this interview. That will more than likely change over the coming weeks. I don't like to have somebody on that I'm not invested in and then have the stock go up due to an interview. I like to get it when there is some kind of pause or just after time. I am very interested in being an investor. Also, ES Gold has not paid for this interview. This is out of my own doing, my own due diligence. Gordon and I are also friendly off camera. Gordon, ES Gold, I want to know everything, but let's start with the project. Where are you at? And then let's work our way down from there.
Sounds good. ES Gold, our main focus is the Montauban project. We're about 80 kilometers west of Quebec City. Great jurisdiction in Quebec, being in Canada. That is our primary focus as of right now.
Okay, now this is what's getting me excited. Let's talk about the asset and the assets you have. Work me through that and also work me through your road to production, which is really close. And again, this is the kind of deals that I like. And then walk me through that and then walk me through, you have your permit to mine, which is music to my ears.
Oh, and that's just it, right? Like this, there's certain opportunities in this business you can't pass up, right? And the Montauban project is one of them. It is a past lead zinc project. There was a town built around the mine, an old VMS style, operated in the early 1900s. From 1914, I believe, until 1945, again in the 50s up until the 60s, and then from the 80s to 90s. So you've seen different operations in this, at the same mine, the same project, which has provided us with the opportunity of going into a brownfield site with all the infrastructure in place, a town 5 minutes away, but also all these tailings that have been left behind by these past producers. Now, because this was early 1900s, the technology wasn't quite there. So a lot of material has still been left in these tailings, gold, silver, mica. This has given us the opportunity to go in, clean up the tailings, get into cash right away by cleaning up this environmental liability in this town that the province desperately wants cleaned up. It's a win-win-win for both the community, the province, and our shareholders, as we'll be cash flowing right away.
So let's talk about that, that you can, and I know full well that there are things that you can't talk about, but how much do you have in the tailings right now? Talk to me about that, and how much will you be that you can comment on that you'll be cash flowing, hopefully by I want to say end of the year or early next year.
So I can talk about the numbers because we've done the 43-101, right? These are known resources, known tonnage on site, on surface. So we have about 12,000 ounces of gold, about 1 million ounces of silver, and 1 million metric tons that needs to be processed. That's in the tails. That's in the four of the tailings piles of the six that are in our area. We also have a hard rock resource right on surface, which we look forward to mining right away as soon as we finish those tails. So we're starting small, we're going to be cash producing, and we're able to fund ourselves moving forward. What's really exciting about this project is that the surface has just been scratched when it comes to mining. Is all the mining was done about 200 meters at surface. They shut down because of poor economics in the 90s, gold price rolled over. There's a lot left to still explore. Now, because we have a full permit for a 1,000 ton per day facility that is almost completed, we're able to fund ourselves moving forward for further exploration and further production. because the development's done and the mill's built, every ounce we find is a production ounce. I think this is a VMS deposit that has not been explored. We had recently done our ANT survey, our ambient noise topography, that showed structures down at 1,200 meters, giving us a substantial amount of drill targets to continue to push forward, expanding this mine life from what we see right now between tailings and hard rock resource of 4 years. We can push this out as we continue to explore.
So let's talk about that. You mentioned that you have a mill that's almost been done, so you don't need to ship it anywhere else. You can process everything yourselves, correct?
Everything's going to be done on site. We have our building up, equipment's coming in, construction's in full force. I was there last month, and it's quite the operation.
Do you have an ETA on when that will be a full go?
There's a few things we need to get done first, but we're battling the seasonality as well in Quebec, but we're hoping early next year.
Got it. Okay. Let's talk about exploration. So before I add just my own comments to all my viewers and listeners, I love that you're going to be cash flowing. Talk to me about how that is a difference maker in this industry. And then talk to me about what do you have to explore and what could you potentially also have?
So it's, Andy, you and I know each other. You know, I've been in this business for a little while now, and I love it, right? I love the idea of turning nothing into something, right? Scratching the surface, finding a vein on surface, drilling it, proving it out, and building from there. Andy, you and I know each other. I've been in this business for a little while now. I've been able to see it firsthand of a lot of exploration companies with phenomenal projects that have 30 to 40 to 50 year lead times before they start turning rocks into dollars. As an industry, we've forgotten what this is about, and that's about turning rocks into dollar bills as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So we flipped the traditional model on its head, where we're going after cash flow first. We're going to be producing before we explore. Is the immediate payback on the initial investment, because our CapEx is so small, it's a great business case, and everything we find after that is bonus. But we are fully permitted to process these tails, clean up this environmental liability with very little spend, make money for our shareholders, and then take that money, be able to invest in exploration, because this VMS deposit, well, as I mentioned, the surface has just been scratched, has provided us with a lot of excited geologists, to put it frankly. We look forward to putting a proper exploration team in place, building out drill targets. We're working on a 3D model right now, and we have had some solid work done on surface samples of areas to the north, to the south, along strike, and down at depth. This is the first time the area, about the 15,000 hectares that we own, has been owned as one entity. So it gives us a lot of potential, but our primary focus right now is getting into production, is to process those tails, start cash flowing, and then building organically from them. We're not looking to go out, do a $200-400 million raise, dilute our shareholders, and build this big development project. We're building this at scale responsibly or organically. We're going to generate cash flow. We're going to expand the operation. We're going to mine that hard rock resource, and then we're going to take those funds and continue to explore, finding more production ounces as we do.
That is music to my ears as a potential shareholder, to be very candid with you. But talk to me about the exploration a little bit more, what you can talk about. I want to say that very clearly. What do you think you have, and what's the potential of once you start exploring?
What I can tell you is it's open to the north, it's open to the south, and it's open down at depth from what we found to be 1,200 meters at depth, rather than the 200 meters that has been explored. Every drill hole that's been done at this property has been production drilling. So we're talking 10, 15, 20 meter drill holes trying to figure out where to mine next in the underground deposit. So the exploration potential is unbelievable. We know there's something beneath us. We know that there's something to the north. We know there's something to the south. We've done the field work. We've looked around. But until we put a drill into the ground, we want to make sure we're funding that ourselves. So production comes first.
Yeah. So well said too. And I know you can't say a whole lot on the record of what exactly you think you have, but it's interesting to me in just analyzing this project. You have brownfields or soon to be going into production, but correct me if I'm wrong, all that around you is more or less greenfields, correct?
Well, that's just it, right? Is the cash flow, the profit, everything that we're working on is brownfields. Everything else is greenfields. So if we were just to look at the hard rock resource and the tailings we're going to process, there's a value play there. We could pack up afterwards and go home, right? And we'll still make money for our investors. So everything else we find is bonus and massive blue sky potential, is because the business case is built around the tailings cleanup.
Got it. So to all my viewers and listeners, my friend Lobo Tigra, he did a lot of study on the Lassonde curve. And really where you want to buy a stock is just not coming from him here, but you usually want to buy it in the early stages of a Lassonde curve. And let's think of this Lassonde curve going like this. I like to buy there in a greenfields project with lots of potential, or I like to buy deep value, which is in the middle, if you would, or going in production. That's also where you want to buy. You are really, I would say, all of the above when it comes to value and going in production. And Lobo, I want to give all the credit to him. You want to buy a stock 12, maybe 18 months out before going into production. That's where you usually get a double, if not much higher. But you also, again, have the grain fields, not taking this from Lobo, just industry standard, where going into next year, I'm assuming you're starting a drill program where if you hit, there could be a potential, and I say that very key, potential 5, 10 plus bagger as well. Correct me where I'm wrong in that analysis.
Well, I would agree with you, right? Like that's just it, is this Lassonde curve, because we're not a traditional model, is we break that Lassonde curve. We don't have that discovery first where the speculators leave. And then we see that big dip on the long lead time from development to production, right? Like this mining business, between permitting, development costs, infrastructure, this takes time, right? We can talk anywhere from 3 years out to 30 years. We skip that. We skip that lag time because we have a permit in hand, because the infrastructure is in place. Is that 12 to 18 month timeline that Lobo's talking about to get into production? Well, we're there. Then when it comes into that exploration, that discovery, well, we're working in a past mine that was mined in the early 1900s. They didn't have the infrastructure or the technology to go deep and really explore this for what it's worth. So that hope of a big discovery, well, we're also there. So when you look at all the reasons you'd want to buy a junior or a producer or a developer, is we cover all of them because we're producing, we're developing organically, and we're about to explore.
Got it. Let's talk a little bit about share structure here, cash in the bank. Then I want to talk a little bit about your background, because that is very pertinent in all of this and what I look for also in a company. So yeah, talk to me. How much cash do you have in the bank here? And talk to me about your share structure. How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted? Where are the warrants and options written at?
Yeah, we have about $4 million in the bank right now. We're a very healthy $4 million. We have a very healthy balance sheet. We can continue to operate. We need to bring in a little bit. We're looking right now for that right partner to get us across the line on the development side to get into full production. And it's been great because we have cash in the bank. We can take our time to really pick that partner properly of who we're going to tie ourselves with moving forward into the future. When it comes to the share structure, this is an unbelievably tight share structure. This is not a new company by any means. It's the chairman, Paul Massimanto. He's been here for 15 years. He has predominantly funded this with friends and family for those 15 years. This is what you'd call love money. We haven't had any institutional. We have a couple family offices out of the US, but all very close shareholders that are on first name basis. We know everyone along on the docket. This is the first time it's been brought out to the market because we're about to make a splash as a new and improved junior mining company that's going production first, then exploration. The warrants and options are cut around, I believe, average around 47 cents for both. I think options are around 70 cents for most of it. So again, we're right in that ballpark of where we're trading. Like we saw an uptick come in June. People are starting to become aware of this model. Like we're able to capture that retail audience that has that thirst for cash flow because we're so close, while you still get that massive upside potential of a big exploration win.
Tell me about your background.
I worked in fixed income for years between Toronto and Hong Kong as a institutional trader and broker. So execution is what I know, right? Is big deals, big trades, executing. That was what I did for years in my career. I stepped into the junior mining space about 5 years ago with Brad Rourke at Scotty Resources and got to learn from one of the best, an unbelievable team there, and had a lot of exposure to this industry through that. Working with Scotty gave me a lot of experience in the exploration space as well as the development space as Scotty continues to push forward.
Got it. How about the team around you? And I say that too, with all due respect to you, Gordon, you're a young guy. I actually love that because it's full of energy and it's full of really just work ethic, hardworking, and all of that, if you would. But yeah, who around you have you surrounded yourself with experience?
We have a phenomenal team, right? It's a lot of experience. Andre Gyote is on the board here. He's doing most of the geology work. He's an absolute legend in this business. Between Paul, Edmond Saint-Jean, we have just a brilliant metallurgist crew, engineering crew that have been working to build this. Peter Espig has been recently put on the board, who has experience building Nikola. Again, small mining operation, getting bigger and bigger as he focuses on the entrepreneurial effort that is production. Right, cash flowing, realizing the importance of the business aspect of this industry. So we have a phenomenal team. Yes, I am a young guy, but this company to me is because of that is this is reputation. I have a long career in this industry, so doing it properly, responsibly, and providing tremendous value for my shareholders is very important for my longevity and just like for a career.
Yeah, and it also the just being young, that don't let anybody hold that against you. Again, I see and know the energy and feel the energy, but also you just can't be young. I love your background in finance as well as in getting the word out, and I believe that's why they brought you on to the team.
Well, I appreciate that. And while I am young, I do have a tremendous amount of experience. Is I'm very confident we can get this across the line, that I am the right man for the job. But that spending time in the resource space, there's not a lot of young CEOs. And in my opinion, that needs to change because the market's changed, the industry's changing. We need some new blood. And I'm happy to be one of the younger guys right now.
Yeah. What can you talk about that newsworthy that will be hitting from now and really until the end of the year? What should investors be out on the look for that you can talk about?
And continued development of the project and the company is we're pushing forward. We're going to have construction updates. Like we're really pushing towards that production. So you're going to be seeing that. But we're also looking at other opportunities. Is this tailings to cash flow model is exciting. It is a low CapEx model that we can afford to expand. It'd be great to be able to get into some other jurisdictions. But right now, our primary focus is Montauban. But it's always worth looking at other opportunities to grow ES Gold and expand into other jurisdictions while getting into production at Montauban.
Excellent. Gordon, if people want to buy your stock, where do they do that? Where are your listings at? And what's your website so people can read more about you?
We are on the OTCQB, ESAUF. We are trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange as well as ESAU, ES Gold. And our website is www.esgold.com. By all means, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm happy to answer any questions, have any conversations with anybody willing to learn more.
Excellent. I'll put all of this in the show notes below. I have reviewed your corporate presentations, just so you know, and all my viewers know. Please check out that corporate presentation, the financials. I believe it's under the Financial or Investor tab on your website. And I don't know how many of these. It's been in the hundreds. I've read over the past several years. I don't know how many. Really, literally. one of the best presentations that I've read with all of the visuals and all the numbers. So kudos to you. And
Appreciate that.
All right, Gordon, would love to have you on again. We really would love to talk soon and get some updates.
Andy, thank you very much for having me, man. It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Take care.
Cheers.